LAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. At the White House, President Trump is hosting Germany's new chancellor. And before holding bilateral talks, the president spoke about issuing travel bans on more than a dozen countries, most of them Muslim. The president says he issued the ban after the firebomb attack at a Jewish rally. The suspect is originally from Egypt. The president was asked why Egypt was not on the travel ban.
Egypt has been a country that we deal with very closely. They have things under control.
Suspect Mohammed Solomon is due back in court later today to face additional charges. The Supreme Court ruled unanimously in favor of a U.S. gun manufacturer's. Justices blocked the liability lawsuit brought by the government of Mexico, which wanted to hold U.S. companies accountable for the trafficking of weapons south of the border to fuel violence by cartels. In another case, the court's siding with an Ohio woman, alleging she was discriminated against as she tries to bring an employment claim against the state based on her heterosexual orientation. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. Negotiations between Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers and state Republicans over the next biennial budget appear to have broken down. In a statement, Governor Evers said he had agreed to compromise on some tax proposals in the hopes that Republicans would compromise on issues like child care and school funding. In his own statement, Senate Majority Leader Devin Lemahieu claimed the governor's spending priorities were unaffordable for taxpayers. If no new budget is passed by June 30th, the current budget will stand until a new one is signed. Republican state lawmakers are proposing legislation that would allow language interpreters in state courts to appear for hearings and trials virtually. Proponents of the legislation say the state has a shortage of qualified interpreters, and allowing virtual appearances could make the justice system more efficient. Under current state law, interpreters must appear in person during trials, but can appear virtually for some hearings. Critics say virtual interpreter appearances could lead to miscommunications, eroding the rights of victims and defendants. A Rice Lake man accused of operating while intoxicated with his 4-year-old children in the vehicle has been sentenced to jail time. 25-year-old Austin Eggert entered guilty pleas to charges of possession of THC, criminal damage to property, and operating while intoxicated with a passenger younger than 16 in Barron County Circuit Court on Friday. He was sentenced to 35 days in jail and was fined over $1,500 on the OWI charge. His license was also revoked for 15 months, and he will serve 2 years of probation on the other charges. A Shell Lake woman was arrested on Tuesday following a high-speed chase that began in Barron County and ended in Rusk County. Barron County Sheriff's Department officials say they attempted to stop a vehicle being driven by Jess Blake on County Road M near U.S. Highway 8 for traffic and registration infractions. Blake is accused of fleeing the traffic stop, reaching speeds of 70 miles per hour as she continued on County Road M. She was taken into custody after driving into a property in Rusk County where her vehicle became stuck in a patch of mud. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
A Brewers win in Cincinnati. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers with a 9-1 victory over the Reds yesterday. They won the series 2-1. Manager Pat Murphy pleased with lefty D.L. Hall and his 3-inning performance, allowing just one hit to get things started.
Yeah, I think he's since he's been a starting pitcher, I think he's become more of a complete pitcher, and that's kind of cool. He's really become a pitcher. At least he showed today. That's some very capable hitters over there.
The Brewers open a weekend series tomorrow night in Milwaukee against the Padres. In men's college baseball, UW-Whitewater beat the Messiah Falcons from Pennsylvania 21-5 to clinch the Division III College World Series. It's the third time Whitewater has won the national title. Basketball, game one of the NBA Finals tonight. The Oklahoma City Thunder hosts the Indiana Pacers, led by Tyrese Halliburton, a graduate of North High School in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Partly cloudy today with a high in the upper 70s this afternoon. The wind will be out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight, cloudy with showers after midnight, our low 51. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms at a high right around 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 73.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
State Senator Kelda Royce.
The vast majority of people on Medicaid are already working, and it is Medicaid that makes it possible for them to work. People who are disabled or have chronic illnesses and without that health care, they would be out of the workforce. They would have no ability to participate in the economy, and now they can. Medicaid is one of the greatest workforce programs this country has ever built, and they are trying to dismantle it, and with it, they're going to take people's lives and economic security.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local civic media radio station, and on the app, Matt and Air on Air.
Rick Reed is here, an economics instructor.
Remember the film, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles? A driver is riding parallel to him and honking their horn saying, you're going the wrong way. And Candy and Steve Martin go, ha, 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 how do they know where we're headed? Congress and the administration are saying, this is what we're going to do for our budget. But at the end of the day, the Congressional Budget Office basically said that bill is going to create another $3.8 trillion in debt over the next 10 years.
Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local civic media radio station, and on the app. Maggie Dawn.
The show kicks off with Congressman Mark Pocan, who went toe-to-toe against Russell Vogt, head of the OMB, and ate his lunch. Don't miss our chat.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK. Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
And welcome to the second hour of our program. On the line with us, our old buddy Phil Itner, the veteran war correspondent based out of Kyiv, Ukraine, host of the podcast On the Edge. His website over on YouTube, he's got a video blog. Look for Philip Itner, P-H-I-L-I-P-I-T-T-N-E-R, on Blue Sky, itnerphilip.bluesky.social, and also on X is itnerphilip. And Phil, welcome back to the program. A lot has happened in the last week since we last spoke.
Boy, oh boy.
I'm curious your take on where Ukraine is at right now, but particularly given that Trump apparently had this phone conversation with Putin, what was it, yesterday or early this morning? And basically Putin said, I'm going to get revenge. I'm going to strike back. And Trump was apparently, yeah, cool, okay. I mean, what the hell?
Yeah. Yeah, what the hell indeed. Since we last spoke, we had Operation Spiderweb happen, which is possibly one of the most impressive covert warfare operations in recent history. They launched all these drones. They destroyed, you know, a big percentage of Russia's strategic air assets. And they did it deep inside Russia itself in an operation that apparently took over 18 months to conduct, even while Zelensky was getting that dressing down in the Oval about having no cards. He knew that at the, you know, the moment he picked up the phone and you know, gave the green light, that they could do serious damage to Russia. So all the more irony and embarrassment for the Trump administration that happened in the Oval. Now, here in Ukraine and specifically in Kyiv, and perhaps it's anecdotal, most of the people I talk to are thrilled. This is a huge morale boost to be able to inflict this kind of damage on the aggressor coming from Russia. They're still losing territory on the battlefield, but this attack inside Russia itself was a massive boost. I mean, the folks I spoke to the day it happened were grinning ear to ear. However, having said that, everybody is waiting for the other shoe to drop. They're waiting for the response. And so everybody takes the air raid alert a little bit more seriously. You know, there is the kind of anxiety of, well, the Russians are certainly going to answer, what are they going to do? This, again, is counterbalanced with the fact that they did some real damage to Russia. And I spoke to a former member of the SBU, the Ukrainian Intelligence Service, the covert service that orchestrated this operation, And his point was kind of like, well, the Russians are going to do what they're going to do. You know, we have been under attack constantly. For us to see a success inside Russia is this massive boost to us. But we wonder, why is it that we have success after success after success, whether that is the sinking of the Black Sea Fleet and forcing them to evacuate from their port in Sevastopol to the far reaches of the eastern shores of the Black Sea, whether it is the surprise attack into Kursk Oblast, whether it is this operation, which will go down in history. We get, you know, we have success after success after success, and yet we see the narrative coming from, in particular, America, that a Russian victory is almost an inevitability, so Ukraine must sue for peace. That, again, you have no cards, whereas the Ukrainians are saying, we're not giving up, and we have the means and the will and the capability to take the fight to the enemy. So why is it we're always having to defend the fact that we're actually finding a lot of success in this war?
Yeah, well, apparently it's because, at least for the first year or two, Biden was backed down by Russia's nuclear bluff, as was mm-hmm. Musk, obviously, and that now that Trump is president, Trump is owned by Vladimir Putin. I mean, I can come up with no other possible explanation. A reporter asked him this morning, you know, when are you going to impose sanctions on Russia? Keep in mind, when he put tariffs on every country in the world, there was one single exception, and that was Russia. He did not tariff mm-hmm. Russia, and has not to this day. And he said, oh, yes, I'll put sanctions on them. And they were like, when? And he says, well, I've got the date in my mind. I mean, you know, how much longer are the American people, or for that matter, the Europeans who are backstopping Ukraine, you know, in the absence of U.S. support, going to continue buying this BS that Trump keeps shoveling out the front door of the White House?
Well, and he didn't call Zelensky. He called Putin.
Exactly.
You know, he, I again, speaking with this SBU intelligence officer who will be on this week's show, they didn't share the information that this was possible, that they had this covert operation ongoing inside Russia, because they don't trust the White House. So we've come to a place where ostensibly our allies, you know, friends and allies, don't trust sharing intel or, you know, whatever designs or operations they have going on, because they think that by telling the White House, you're telling Putin. Mm-hmm. And that's an astounding place for us to be.
Yeah, it really and truly is. And I don't know where we go from here on this, Phil. How do you, you know, is Europe capable of filling the hole that is there as a result of the United States pulling back? Because apparently we have not sent Ukraine anything since Trump became president. And apparently we're not going to send them anything.
No, we're not. And we're not even going to allow them to buy stuff, which, of course, Trump being as transactional as he is, it does beg the question, why won't he make a profit by selling old equipment? You know, if the Europeans do what it looks like they're staging themselves to do by seizing Russian assets up to $300 billion, I believe it's dollars, worth of oligarch and Russian government assets, and giving that to the Ukrainians to then in turn around and use that money to buy equipment from the United States, Trump won't even agree to that. Trump agrees to everything that makes him a profit, but he won't agree to that. And that calls into question where his loyalties lie. Can the Europeans step up? Not immediately. But they've come to the realization there, and it is quite clear that they've come to the realization that America is no longer a trustworthy ally, no longer a participant in transatlantic security, you know, and so they will be stepping up. They will be ratcheting up their production, particularly of ammo. But, you know, the Ukrainians have, again, I keep coming back to this point, the Ukrainians have shown time and time again that they're the ones who have been victorious in this war. They're the ones who have had successes, not only in the battlefield, but in their covert operations and in their intelligence operations. You know, what's the biggest Russian victory of this war so far? And it's all it is incremental movement out in the east, taking a kilometer or five today, maybe 15 tomorrow, at the cost of 1,500 casualties a day. They will cross the million-man casualty mark within the next month. So why is it the narrative that Russia is the inevitable victor of this war, that it can't be stopped, when Ukraine time and time and time again is the one having success in this war? Right. And it's a matter of perspective. And the Ukrainians just sit here and scratch their heads and go, what do we have to do to show you that we have the will and the capability to actually successful in our fight against Russia?
I think with Trump, the answer is very simple. There's nothing they can do because Trump is either owned by Putin, wants to be owned by Putin, wants to be Putin. I mean, you know, everybody in the country is speculating about why is it that when Putin says jump, Trump always says how high. You know, when Putin says you've been a bad boy, Trump bends over and says, OK, please spank me. I mean, it's just it's bizarre. And nobody really knows why.
Any help that we are going to get from the Trump administration will be in spite of Donald Trump and not because of him. He will have to be painted into a corner to help Ukraine.
I got it. And we just have 2 minutes here until we hit a hard break. I'm curious your thoughts on the German chancellor visiting the White House today. We saw this with the Norwegian prime minister. There have been numerous Europeans who've come over and tried to talk some sense into Trump, essentially. I'm not holding my breath or optimistic, but I'm curious your thoughts on this meeting and the potential for it.
Well, I mean, it's unlikely that Merz is going to get the Zelensky or the South African president's reception in the Oval. This is, after all, the German chancellor, and even Trump recognizes that that's
the largest country,
a whole
Europe,
different kettle. Yeah, it's a different kettle of fish. Will he be able to convince Trump to be more proactive and get back on side? I'm not going to hold my breath. Certainly not. Will he be able to find some way of finding aid for Ukraine in some sort of, you know, again, maybe it's simply, hey, we're going to release a whole bunch of money and we can buy a bunch of weapons. We'll give it to the Ukrainians and they'll buy stuff off of you. And that's good for profit. Can he convince them of that? Don't know. But things are getting worse and worse in transatlantic relations, and it's all down to the man in the Oval. And you're right, he appears for all intent and purposes to be somehow beholden to Vladimir Putin. And it's driving a deep wedge between the European allies. The positive side to it is, no matter what happens in the Oval when Chancellor Merz is there, the Europeans are going to stick with Ukraine. They have to, because they know that a resurgent Moscow means trouble for every European capital, and it's unacceptable.
That's true. Ukraine goes down, and Poland, Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania are next. Moldova.
Even without tanks rolling, a resurgent Moscow puts pressure on all those capitals to make them bend the knee. And that's unacceptable.
Well said. Phil Edner, check out his podcast, On the Edge. Phil, thanks so much for dropping by.
Always a pleasure, Tom.
Always a pleasure having you. I'll be back on the other side of the break. Republicans are setting American women up to die. Seriously, stick around. We'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Defending America from the weapons of mass deception. I'll be right back with you.
Now you can can get the incredible weight loss results that thousands of people have had with the top name brand prescription weight loss products, all in the comfort of your own home. With this free offer from New Hope Weight Loss, yes, generic versions of the popular weight loss prescription products are available now by you simply making a phone call. You'll save hundreds of dollars over traditional retail pricing. When you call right now, you'll speak with one of our virtual doctors and they'll provide your prescription and we'll send you your medication. It's that easy. And you'll be on your way to your weight loss journey in a matter of days. And when you order today, we'll waive the $100 doctor's fee. This product is not covered by your insurance. It's only $199 a month. Call right now to learn more.
800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Summer. It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We want to hook you up with $100 cash, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, and the chance to win a summer getaway to the Wisconsin Dells area or an escape to Door County. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Then listen in for the keywords during the 7 and 11 a.m. hour and 2 and 4 p.m. hour. Text in the keyword and get set to win. It's Civic Media's Scotty Summer.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Today's job market is full of demand for skilled trade workers. Electricians, welders, mechanics, these and other trades are the backbone of every community. They're also a huge part in making sure the Army National Guard is always fulfilling its mission of service to our country and communities. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and supplies moving. The skilled trades these soldiers perform are the same ones needed in today's civilian workforce. Army National Guard soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. With options from plumber to helicopter mechanic and everything in between, soldiers are able to select the trades that best fit their lives. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession and serve your community and country by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Child abuse is not a bad parent problem.
And the causes may be different than you think.
You see, paid family leave,
that prevents child abuse.
And high-quality, affordable child care
prevents child abuse, too.
Prevent Child Abuse America promotes programs and resources informed by science that help communities, parents, and kids thrive.
Because when we keep families out of crisis,
we prevent child abuse
from ever happening.
Go to PreventChildAbuse.org to learn more.
Let's solve child abuse before it ever happens.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
This is for people who watched me anchoring the news at Channel 13. My last day at TV 13 was 20 years ago yesterday.
Oh, I'm old now too.
Well, yeah, that was my whole point.
And I was too when you stopped working at TV.
That's what I get all the time now is people come up and they go, oh, were you on TV? I'm like, yeah. And then I go, don't say it. I watched you when I was a little kid. I'm like, yikes.
Catch Mornings with Pat Kreitlow at its new time, weekdays 6 to 9 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Do you trust your deodorant? Most deodorants don't work for us working guys. But then Mando rolled into town, ready to tackle all-over odors before they even start. Mando created high-performance deodorant for your whole-body odor control. Safe for your pits, packages, and feet, Mando's science-based formula is pH-optimized, capable of blocking odors before they start. Deodorants you're used to just mask odors or neutralize them after they form, but Mando is powered by mandelic acid, clinically proven to work all day long. Developed by doctors, it's hypoallergenic and skin-safe for your sensitive parts. You can use Mando all over and leave your odor worries behind. Give Mando a go and see why guys are loving it. If it's not for you, they'll gladly refund you within 60 days. Smell better longer with Mando. Get 20% off site-wide on your first Mando purchase with the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at shopmando.com. Plus, shipping is always free. That's 20% off site-wide for first-time customers with code TOM, T-H-O-M, at shopmando.com. That's shopmando.com.
A sovereign land lit by freedom's light. Sirens wailed as the skies turned red. But Ukraine stood while the cowards fled. Homes were shattered, dreams set ablaze. Yet through the smoke, the blue and yellow sways. A mother clings to a photograph. Ukraine still breathes. Ukraine still is known. We stand with Ukraine. They're not alone. Ukraine fights on with fire and grace.
25 and a half minutes past the hour. Cole Schmitnack was 22 years old. He was insured. He was doing what he was supposed to do to manage his asthma. He showed up at a CVS pharmacy. Plan, his insurance company, apparently was CVS OptumRx was the pharmacy benefit manager, and I'm pretty sure that they're owned by United Health. Yeah, they are, and the cost of his inhaler, which was normally $70. Went to $500. It's called Advair Diskus, is the inhaler that he's relied on for years, and he couldn't afford it. So he went home without the inhaler. They gave him an emergency inhaler, which, you know, if you've got severe asthma, that's kind of, you know, it doesn't work, basically. He went home, and 5 days later, he was dead. And his parents are now suing OptumRx, the pharmacy benefit manager, and they are suing Walgreens, the pharmacy that didn't offer an affordable alternative. And three massive corporations control basically the entire drug market, 80% of the PBM market. United Health through Optum, Cigna through Express Scripts, and CVS Health through Caremark. And these companies are actually making more money. The health insurance companies that own these PBMs are making more money on drugs than they are in selling health insurance. This is insanely profitable.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Congress needs to do something about these drug middlemen that are just basically raping all of us. We'll be right back, 27 minutes past the hour.
What is Recover Now? It's a movement to get clean and sober, started by you, friends and family members, or maybe even the person suffering from an alcohol or drug problem. Recover Now is a free service that helps people find treatment facilities covered by private insurance to help them start the road to recovery and succeed. If you or a loved one wants to recover now, call this number. It's a free call. Many of our treatment counselors have been exactly where you are, and they know what you're going through and how to help you get where you want to be, and that is on the road to recovery. With one free phone call, my specialist will check your insurance and help you get the best treatment for your needs. Remember, get clean, get sober. Use Recover Now as your free service. Here's the number.
800-357-8110. 800-357-8110. 800-357-8110. That's 800-357-8110.
One out of two Americans think their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
Baby calves are going for a high price, and there's no doubt that's going to influence milk production later this year. I'm Stephanie Hoff, along with you midday on a Thursday. You're listening to the Midwest Farm Report. We're catching up with Cody Koster. He's a dairy analyst with EverAg. That's EVER.AG if you want to find him online. Cody says dairy is maneuvering through tight heifer supplies and incredible prices for calves.
I mean, I've heard anywhere throughout the country between $950 to $1,200 is the highs that I've heard so far on these Black Angus calves, and that is at a day old. And it has literally become a bidding war. I mean, guys have told me that companies have stopped by and said, we will start paying you X for these animals, $1,200 at day olds. And again, just like with the heifers, that is not going to stop anytime soon. We need to fill up these feedlots, and there's people that need these animals, and it's only going to get more expensive as we go down the road.
Cody Koster along with us from EverAg. He says this high demand for animals will no doubt influence milk production. He's expecting milk production to flatline this fall. We'll take a look at how commodity prices are shaping up midday on a Thursday next.
Pancakes, potatoes, sausage, eggs, oh my. Come hungry to the Marquette County June Dairy Breakfast on Sunday, June 8th at Slowey Farms on Evergreen Avenue in Westfield. In addition to breakfast, enjoy live music, farm tours, a petting zoo, and kid games. You can also try your luck at bingo. Breakfast and activities start at 7 a.m. at Slowey Farms on Evergreen Avenue in Westfield on June 8th. For full event details, see our event on Facebook.
When hot weather strikes your cattle, milk production drops and feed intakes decrease. Summer heat also impacts the quality of your herd's reproduction. Protect your cows and grow your bottom line. Add BioVet's Bovine Gold Light to your cow's daily ration. Bovine Gold Light keeps the herd hydrated, maintains milk production, and keeps your breeding program in check. Learn more about Bovine Gold Light at bio-vet.com.
Innovation.
Thursday from Chicago, soybeans are pulling ahead. Cash beans up 3.5 cents at 10.48.5. November new crop soybeans up a nickel and a half at 10.30.5. Wheat is holding on to slight overnight gains. July new crop wheat up 2 cents at 5.45.25. The corn market is mixed. Cash corn down a quarter of a cent at 4.38.5. December new crop corn up 3.25 at 4.47 a bushel. Class 3 milk contracts are dipping lower. The July contract down 25 cents at 18.64 a hundredweight. The August Class 3 milk contract is down 19 cents at 18.99. That's a look at your markets midday on a Thursday. Don't forget to follow along with us at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm Stephanie Hoff.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Partly cloudy today with a high in the upper 70s this afternoon. The wind will be out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight, cloudy with showers after midnight, our low 51. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms at a high right around 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 74.
Yo, I'm your old basketball. Haven't seen you out on the courts in a while. Why not pass me over to Goodwill? Donating me helps Goodwill's mission to provide career training and support services right here in the community. And that's a slam dunk. Donate today. Hey, I got next.
To find your nearest Goodwill locations and to learn more about our mission, please visit goodwill.org. Goodwill, where your things start new lives.
Share the Tom Hartman Program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartman Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire three-hour podcast is available over at TomHartman.com. You've taken gazillions of great photos, you know, your kids, your pets, your desserts. But then what? What have you done with them? Free Prints is the app for iPhone and Android that lets you print your photos, you guessed it, for free. I have been using this app for years. I absolutely love it. With Free Prints, you get 1,000 4x6 photo prints every year for free. All you pay is a small shipping charge. Want something larger? It's easy to print other size photos for next to nothing. There's no cost to download the Free Prints app, and it's simple to use. Just select the photos you want to print, choose 4x6 or another size, and you're done. Your premium quality prints will arrive on your doorstep in just days. No subscriptions, no commitments, just free prints. With more than 1 million five-star reviews, see for yourself why Free Prints is one of the world's favorite apps. Go to freeprints.com or download the app directly from the Google Play or App Store. This is the real deal here. Genuinely free prints. Up to 1,000 a year. It's just amazing. Freeprints.com or download it from the Google Play or the App Store.
Building empires, thrones of stone from the ashes of democracy. They rise with lies and secrecy. The money talks, the truth it dies. The people's voices drowned in cries. Why corruption always breeds tyranny? When greed becomes a king's decree, when loyalty is bought and sold, freedom's story, blood and gold. Why corruption always breeds tyranny? The chains are forged by thievery, the people's trust betrayed, confined. As darkness closes freedom's mind, judges bowed to crooked kings, the press in chains, no songs to sing. The billionaire's court,
back
the traitor's 6 minutes
group. Past the hour, so question. If a pregnant woman walks into an ER hemorrhaging, her vision blurred, her blood pressure crashing, is it the obligation of the emergency room physicians and nurses to stabilize her? Now, up until the last couple of years, the answer to that question was very simple. Yes, it is the obligation to treat that woman, even if that means aborting a fetus that is, you know, basically killing mom. This was a law that was passed back in 1986. This was the Reagan administration's answer to calls for a national health care plan. And that part of the story is almost completely elided in the coverage today. But it's a really important part of the story. John Kennedy, President Kennedy in 1961, called for a national health care system. Harry Truman in 1946 called for a national health care system. Franklin Roosevelt in 1937 called for a national health care system. Teddy Roosevelt in 1912 called for a national health care system. And there were calls for a national health care system every year of the Reagan administration. And so finally Reagan got sick and tired of this. And they passed this law, EMTALA, E-M-T-A-L-A. It's the Emergency Medical Treatment and Labor Act. Notice the word labor in there. And in 1986, and what this law says is that if somebody shows up at an ER and they are in a crisis, you have to do whatever is necessary to get them through it, including aborting a dying fetus, or, you know, one that represents a threat to mom or to the person carrying the baby. And for 40 years, nobody had a problem with this. And then in 2022, the Supreme Court, or six conservatives on the Supreme Court, Republicans on the Supreme Court, said, screw that. We're going to take away a woman's right for an abortion. And all of a sudden, you had hospitals and emergency room physicians in states that had outlawed abortion. Some of them are more draconian than others, saying, you know, we're afraid to deal with pregnant women because we may have to do an abortion as part of the treatment. And so anyhow, the Biden administration, to clarify this, keep in mind that it was 2022 when Roe v. Wade got overturned and Joe Biden was president. And so Joe Biden stepped in and issued an executive order saying that every state has to still follow EMTALA. They still have to provide services to pregnant women, even if that service may include an abortion to save the mother's life. And Texas and Idaho sued and said, oh, no, you don't. And the basis of their argument, and the Idaho case went all the way to the Supreme Court. I'll get to that in just a second. The basis of their argument was that the federal government was forcing hospitals to, quote, violate state law. There, now, you know, in Texas, in Idaho, there is no rape exception. There's no fetal anomaly exception. This is in Idaho. You know, that's it. So this went to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court looked at the case and said, shall we require hospitals to offer services to pregnant women who are bleeding out or dying? Now, keep in mind, at that point, a 2023 report from the Center for Reproductive Rights documented over 50 cases in 15 states where women were denied emergency abortion care, resulting in physical trauma, infection, infertility, and at least in one case, death. So this is not some speculative thing. Women were actually dying. And so the Biden administration said, no, you've got to treat them. Well, the Supreme Court said, no, we're not going to rule that way. We're just going to kick this back down to the Ninth Circuit. They declined to rule in the Idaho case. No precedent, no guidance, no clarity. Ketanji Brown Jackson just went nuts. She wrote a dissent. She said, while this court dawdles and the country waits, pregnant people experiencing emergency medical conditions remain in a precarious position as their doctors are kept in the dark about what this law requires. This court had a chance to bring clarity and certainty to this tragic situation, and we have squandered it. And here we are. On May 31st, this was, what, a week and a half ago, or a week ago, not even a week ago, the Trump administration made it official. They rescinded the Biden-era EMTALA guidance. No press conference, no Oval Office address. They just said states can now deny women emergency abortion care if that's what they need without fear of the federal government coming after them. And what's this going to do? It's going to cause women to die. And this is now the official policy of the official, you know, Trump administration policy. We're going to let women die if they happen to be pregnant and they show up at an emergency room in a red state, in a state that has outlawed abortion. This is wild. I don't understand how these people ever win another election. I don't understand how the media doesn't want to talk about this. There's no mention of this in the media. I've had CNN on in the studio all the time I've been here. I watched MSNBC before I left here. I'm looking for these so-called news stories and news show. Not a word. This is crazy. All right, so what's on your mind today? Eileen in Columbus, Georgia. Hey, Eileen, what's up?
Hey, Tom, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Oh, good.
But I'm not pregnant. If I was, I'd be very worried.
That was good. I wanted to respond to your couple of callers ago. And this has been festering in my mind for weeks now about what the Democrats did wrong. You know, based on Greg Palast's analysis, she did nothing wrong.
Correct.
It wasn't the Democratic Party message.
Right.
It
and based on Elon Musk's analysis, too, Elon Musk just tweeted that if it hadn't been for him, you'll recall Donald Trump thanked him for the work he did with the voting machines in Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
Elon Musk just tweeted that if it wasn't for him, the House would be in Democratic hands, the White House would be run by Kamala Harris, and there would only be a one-vote majority among Republicans in the United States Senate. And so here's Elon Musk basically saying, I bought this government, I paid for this government, I handed this government to you, you need to give me those Starlink contracts, you need to give me my tax break, you need to give me everything I want. And it's getting weird, Eileen, it's getting weird.
It's It is. But again, you know, I don't think the messaging was off. I think it was people stayed home and what you just mentioned and the tampering with the ballots. And I just needed to say that because, you know, every show I listen to on Sirius, the topic always comes up. So thank you for allowing
me. And the other issue is that Elon turned Twitter into a nonstop 24/7, 365 pro-Trump machine for 2 years, basically, prior to the election. And that had to be the equivalent of a multi-billion dollar donation. I mean, that was just a massive thing. So, and it continues, by the way. It's continuing right now. Eileen, thank you for the call. Okay. Yeah, spot on. Thank you for the call. It's just about 45 minutes past the hour. We'll be in about 15 seconds. I'll be back with more of your calls on the other side of the break. It's your media support group for We the People. Stick around. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Defending America from the weapons of mass deception. I'll be back with your calls in just a minute.
Not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Are you over 50 and constantly feeling tired, bloated, or just a little off? Don't ignore it. Those could be signs that your liver is crying for help. As we age, our liver, which is essential for metabolism, digestion, immunity, and detoxification, needs extra support and protection. If neglected, it can leave you feeling sluggish and constantly off your game. That's where Active Liver from New Nordic comes in. Available in easy-to-take tablets or delicious gummies, Active Liver combines powerful natural ingredients like turmeric, milk thistle, and globe artichoke extract to help support healthy liver function. With Active Liver, you're giving your body an essential daily defense against toxins from alcohol, fatty foods, and sweets, helping you reclaim your energy, improve digestion, lose the bloat, and strengthen your immunity so you can look and feel your best again. Protect your liver and give it the support that it deserves by making Active Liver from New Nordic part of your daily wellness routine. Find Active Liver in stores at your local CVS, Meijer Grocery, or online at Amazon or NewNordicUSA.com.
Medicare loses about $60 billion annually to fraud, errors, and abuse. June 2nd through the 8th is Medicare Fraud Prevention Week, focusing on the actions everyone can take to prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Learn more by liking and following Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol on Facebook. Then visit our website, smpwi.org. For information and advice, remember, Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government buy-in for the people. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds signed two election bills May 2nd, one of which includes provisions for poll workers to challenge the citizenship of voters in the polling place, a ban on ranked choice voting, and a higher bar for third parties. Among several new provisions, House File 954 authorizes state election officials to access federal agency databases and gives local election officials authority to challenge citizenship of a registered voter at the polls. A recent presidential executive order now allows access to those databases. If a voter is not able to provide documentation at the polls, they would be forced to use a provisional ballot. Only days before the 2024 election, the Secretary of State's office challenged the eligibility of over 2,100 registered voters. Most were naturalized citizens or data errors, while 277 were registered non-citizens. Of those, only 35 voted out of 1.7 million ballots cast. Pro-voter groups argue such mass challenges intimidate legitimate naturalized citizens from voting. Two provisions in 954 attempt to protect major party power. It bans ranked choice voting for any election in Iowa and raises the bar for third parties to field candidates. Third parties now need to garner 2% of the vote in three consecutive elections to qualify for the ballot. We have more on HF954 at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Matt Miller, Milwaukee-based film critic. The film Sinners, the more distance I have from it, the more I liked it. Is that an Oscar film?
I think there is a love for what Sinners is doing, that a studio movie was this interesting and creative and thoughtful, but also entertaining. This is not the last you will hear about Sinners this year. I'd be shocked if it doesn't get a Best Picture nomination.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Our daily song is now available on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube Music, Pandora, Tidal, Deezer, iHeartRadio, and a whole bunch of other platforms. Just look for songs by Louise and Tom Hartman. Check it out. Hey, if you're still tossing and turning all night and feeling edgy during the day, let me tell you about CBD from CB Distillery. Millions are turning to their CBD for relief because it works. In fact, over 90% of customers report better sleep with CBD. And it's not just sleep. CB Distillery offers targeted formulations for just about everything. Sleep, stress, mood and focus, pain after exercise. They even have CBD for pets. And it's all made with the highest quality clean ingredients. No fillers, just premium CBD. I love their sleep gummies, by the way. They really work well. And with over 2 million satisfied customers and 100% money-back guarantee, CB Distillery is the source to trust. So if you're struggling with sleep, stress, or other health concerns and haven't found relief, make the change like millions are to CBD from CB Distillery. And for a limited time, you can save 25% off your entire purchase. Just visit CB Distillery and use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. A specific product availability depends on individual state regulations, but to get 25% off your entire purchase, just go to cbdistillery.com, and when you check out, use that promo code TOM, T-H-O-M.
But the shelves were emptier than a banker's heart in a paradox. The clerk just shrugged and said, they're stuck in Guangzhou, but we've got $10 toothpicks, if that helps you, though. We got the toilet tantrum. Economics gone poop. Shipping containers rolling
about 9 minutes
like
before the hour. Picking up your calls here, Mark in San Francisco. Hey, Mark, what's up?
Hey, Tom, how you doing?
Fine, thank you.
You know, how do we get over this Republicans are better for the economy by 7 points? I mean, I think this is the biggest hurdle the Democrats have to get to.
I agree.
You know, I mean, time after time, we've got enough evidence to show that it's good for the 1% in corporations, but the economy doesn't work for average Americans.
There's just a couple of simple data points, Mark. The Democrats should be, literally, they should all memorize and they should be reciting every single time they go on TV. If you, every president since Ronald Reagan, every Republican. Well, actually, I suppose you could go all the way back to John F. Kennedy. Every Republican president combined has created. Well, actually, you couldn't go back to Kennedy because that would include Nixon. Nixon actually created some jobs. So start with Reagan. Every Republican president since Reagan has created a total of fewer than 1 million jobs. Every Democratic president since Reagan has created over 50 million jobs. 9 out of the last 10 recessions began in Republican administrations, 7 of them after tax cuts. Tax cuts hurt the economy. $50 trillion. That's $190,000 for every American adult. $50 trillion has been transferred out of the equity and wealth of the working class and the middle class of America and into the money bins of the top 1%. I mean, just those three simple data points, by the way, since 1980, since the beginning of Reaganism, that $50 trillion, all of which are easily verified. They just need to be pounding this over and over and over again. Democrats are best for the economy. Joe Biden created more jobs than every Republican all the way back to Ronald Reagan, including Reagan, in his four years.
And, Tom, because of that, that's why the Democrats lose, is because we can't inform the American people that, therefore, the average American people and the Republicans are for the 1% corporations. We have all the evidence in the world to prove that, and the Democrats need to scream about it. Also, there's one other thing, Tom. When the Republicans are in office, Americans die. When you look at 9/11, when you look at Iraq, when you look at what Trump did with the pandemic, when you look at what they're doing with health care with women, when you vote for Republican, it's a life and death situation in this country now.
Sadly, yeah, and not to mention, you know, the backstopping the healthcare companies, you know, and denying services and you know, jacking up prices. Mark, thank you. Well said. Bill in Clifton, New Jersey. Hey, Bill, what's up?
Yeah, hi. Yeah, you were talking about abortion a moment ago.
Mm-hmm.
And this thing with the Ten Commandments. What's not understood is the Ten Commandments are the first of 610 commandments in the Jewish religion.
Yeah, in Deuteronomy.
Holocaust.
Yeah.
Right. And they contained also commentary. And Maimonides, who was the great physician and philosopher in the 12th century, said that a fetus that poses a danger to the mother is a murderer in pursuit of its own mother. And if we're going to treat fetuses as citizens, we should charge those with murder, who was a murderers. So how are they going to have a trial between fetuses and the mother?
That's brilliant, Bill. And it's a brilliant insight, and you're absolutely right. Mm-hmm. And I would you know, take that to the next step, which is that there's a few Democrats in this territory too, although it's mostly Republicans have embraced this, sadly. But this idea that the fetus is more important than the mother, that if the mother dies, that's an acceptable price mm-hmm. to pay for the fetus surviving. But then once that fetus is outside mom, it's like, you know, mm-hmm. you're going to say to the mourning widow or husband or the rest of the mm-hmm. family, no, we're not going to provide you with any health care. We're not going to provide you with any housing support. We're not going to provide you with any kind of support whatsoever. Tough luck. Screw you. You're on your own. I mean, you know, it's like all this love for life just seems to vanish one day after the end of the ninth month.
Right. And fetuses, if you want to compare brain activity to someone who's dying or in a vegetative state, it's pretty much the same. There's no consciousness, and they consider...
Until around the sixth month, yeah.
Right, and they consider fetuses to have the same soul as water.
Yeah.
So,
well, in the Bible, you know, the soul enters the body on the first breath, thus the word inspiration.
Right.
And I mean, you know, it's in Genesis.
Right. So if they're going to get into it, they have to have 610 commandments on the wall.
Right. Including you can't wear clothing made out of two kinds of fabric or you get stoned to death. You know, you can't. It just goes on and on. Yeah. Bill, thank you. Thank you. Well said. Great to hear from you. We're hitting the top of the hour here on the other side of the break. Do Republicans think retirees are useless? Seriously? They want to raise the retirement age again, and they want to cut Social Security? This is a 13% cut to Social Security is what the Republicans are talking about. I'll tell you all about it on the other side of this break. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Lately, it seems like the wall between church and state is under full-scale attack. In Texas, lawmakers want to post the Ten Commandments in public school classrooms and give school boards power to approve prayer sessions and Bible readings. At the federal level, a new bill just passed the House that removes Medicaid coverage for gender-affirming care, not just for youth, but everyone. And the Supreme Court? They're about to hear a case that could let religious charter schools access public funding, completely blurring the line between church and state. If this sounds extreme, that's because it is. The Freedom From Religion Foundation has been pushing back since 1978. They're on the front lines defending the Constitution, making sure public funds, public schools, and public policy stay secular. If you believe in facts over faith-based legislation, now is the time to act. Go to ffrf.us/freedom or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's, to 511-511 and become a member today. Join us and go to ffrf.us/freedom or text Hartman to 511-511 to support their work, because when religion starts driving public policy, democracy takes...
Amory Chevrolet makes the car buying process simple and painless. Whether you're looking to upgrade to something bigger because of your growing family, or you want the adrenaline and want the rush of a two-door sports car for a weekend getaway at the lake, Amory Chevrolet has something for everyone. Stop into their modern showroom today, and any one of their friendly staff will be happy to assist you in your car buying journey. Located along Highway 46 on Amory's south side, Amory Chevrolet is here when you need them.
This fall, build your perfect Wisconsin football game day with a mini pack. Pick any three games, including Big Ten matchups like Washington, Iowa, and Ohio State, and save while cheering on the Badgers. Big matchups, big moments, and it's all on your schedule. Football mini packs are available now. Create your custom game day experience today at uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. First touchdown to the fifth quarter, there's always something to enjoy. Football game day starts here. We'll see you at Camp Randall.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. In Colorado, the suspect in this week's firebomb attack at a Jewish rally in Boulder is due back in court, facing more charges.
When Mohammed Sullivan appears in Boulder County Court, he'll hear the official charges he's now facing. It has been 16 counts of attempted murder, but more charges could be added based on more victims of the attack who have gone to police. They now say they know of 15 human victims and one dog who were injured. All are expected to survive. Separately, Sullivan is facing federal hate crime charges as well.
ABC's Alex Stone. President Trump citing the Boulder attack as a reason for issuing a full travel ban on 12 countries and a partial travel ban on seven other nations, most of them Muslim. Sullivan was from Egypt, but Egypt is not on the travel ban list. The Supreme Court says an Ohio woman can move ahead with a discrimination suit against the state. The woman alleged reverse discrimination, saying she was passed over for a job based on her heterosexual orientation. This is ABC News.